Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here. Glad to be here again this fine, beautiful morning, beautiful weekend that we had. Amen. I just want to say, we're on the verge of Memorial Day. And I tell you, I really, really, really want to thank those that, that serve, but also all those that have gone on and that have died and done this for, our liberty and our freedom. But the ones who serve, today, I thank you. I thank you. And I don't think that y'all get thanked enough for what you do when you put your lives in harm's way. And for us to have the country that we have today, or that we've had in the past, a free country. And I just thank you so much for that. And I do want to, I want to get it on down to our, all of our branches of military and all that, but also down to the law enforcement, all the way down to our local law enforcement. I tell you what, I appreciate you. I appreciate you when you're keeping us safe and the things that you do and the sacrifices that you do make. I just want to really lift y'all up. And tell you how much that I appreciate it and that you're not forgotten with me. I just tell you, there's one, we thinking about Memorial Day, there's one that we ought to remember too, that gave his life for all of us, that we could have salvation and we could have a better place and a home in heaven. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. He lent out a vineyard, to husbandmen. And I think they done well, but anyhow, when he came back, get usury, for the vineyard and all, or he sent servants to get fruit from that, they beat them spitefully and killed some and all that. And that's how that they appreciated him. And so he said, if I send my son, surely they'll reverence him. And of course, Jesus came to the earth and of course they did. And they looked, and as the scripture talked about, it said, this is the heir. Why don't we just, kill him and we'll take this. But let me tell you something. The Lord is coming back. Jesus is resurrected and nobody's going to beat him out of anything. He purchased salvation for each and every one of us and he's fixed it. Amen. He's gave unto us and he's looking to come back. Amen. To get some glory. Amen. We ought to be able to glorify the Lord this morning and everything. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Before we go to our scripture this morning, I just like to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I do thank you, Lord, for this day, your many fine blessings, Lord, that you bestowed upon us all. Thank you for the listening, the folks out there listening that's tuned in the radio world. God, I just pray that you just help and anoint the ears, God, and our hearts, Lord, to receive this word. God, just please open our ears unto this thing. God, just please and not let us just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. God, let there be something said or done today, Lord, that would just help us, Lord. It would help the lost to be saved and help the saved just to get closer, Lord. Just, Lord, you give us understanding, give us knowledge, Lord, just to help us to have a closer walk with you. God, I just pray that you just have your way, Lord. Remember, Lord, as my wife's sick at home, God, I pray, Lord, that you would help, that you would touch her. God, that you would just help all of our families, especially all those in this listening area, God, that you would just help and reach out. Oh, God, have your way here today. And, Lord, I'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to take our scripture this morning from Matthew, the 22nd chapter of Matthew. I'm going to start with the first verse. And it said, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise." That's where we're at today. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard of thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came and see the guests, he saw there a man was which had not on the wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou thither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him in the outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. I can tell you by this scripture, if you're listening this morning, I hope you are. Amen. There's a preparation, amen, that needs to be made. You know, in anything in life that we usually do, there needs to be some preparation, whether it be for a meal, whether it be for a vacation, whatever it may be for life, just, you know, in general, there need to be preparation, amen. And you know, I think about how that some go on vacations and they prepare for weeks for vacation. I know a lot of us do. You know, they want to make sure the house is clean and done and fixed and everything, so when you come back, you're not coming back to something that needs to be done. You know, the women usually prepare or fix those things, and you know, you make sure everything is clean. You don't just load up a bunch of dirty clothes, amen. You want to take clean clothes. You want them to be fixed. You prepare for wherever you're going to stay. You make plans. You make arrangements. You make reservations for where you're going to stay and make sure you have a place. You know, you just don't load up a suitcase full of dirty clothes and say, well, we'll make it somewhere. You don't know if you don't have enough spot to where you may be going. It might be a shortage on hotel rooms or cabins, whatever it may be. You don't just go half done. You prepare. And it takes some time. You know, I think about last vacation we had. We looked at different things for weeks and for a long time before we decided on what we was going to do, where we was going to go, and how we were going to do that. And the things that we might do once we got there, we prepared so far as our clothes and our shoes, you know, what we might be doing, walking or whatever it may be. If you're going in cold weather, you're going to have coats and other layers of clothes or what have you might be doing. You might be going skiing. You don't want to forget your skis or whatever that you got going on. So there's a preparation. And you know what? There's the same thing there as in the world. You know, you don't have to. The one thing I'll tell you this, if you're going to hell, you don't have to preparate. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to preparate at all because, you know, people that are not ready, they're going to hell. Amen. But I don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. I want you to be ready, and that this thing don't overtake you like a thief in the night. Amen. That we can be ready for the Son of Man's coming. Amen. But in preparation, it's like this in this life. I see people who ought to have their stuff together. You know, they're in their 30s. Even in their 40s. I see people in some people like, well, I wonder why they're not married. Well, if you look at their life, they can't hardly take care of themselves, much less anybody else. You know, when I was coming up, when I was younger, the things that were important on my mind is, how am I going to provide for a family if I want a family? How about a home? How about, these other things? And, you hear these people, oh, well, they're going to live on love. Yeah, well, it'll be love and welfare if they don't work things out. Amen. But, I see these young people today. Amen. They go around. They I'm telling you what, they won't even brush their teeth today. I mean, it's just hard for them to get to do anything. People are so lazy. But we better not be lazy about this thing. We better be prepared, because the Son of Man is coming back, and we better be prepared for his coming. Amen. We've got to have that wedding garment on. Amen. If we don't have that wedding garment on, just as I read, the king that had that wedding, and he bid those to come, and those wouldn't come. He came unto his own received him not. Those are the ones that crucified him. Amen. His own wouldn't receive him not, but he said as many as would receive him, he would give them the power to become the sons of God, even those that believe upon his name. Amen. But he's coming to the Gentiles that he might provoke his own to jealousy. Amen. He's come unto us, but how much, what do they have to be jealous over anymore? Much, because people is not serving God. They don't know that much about God. We need to be prepared. Amen. How do we prepare? We read, we pray, we study, we show God. The Bible tells us that we should study just to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. If you're going to be prepared for something, I know that when I go about something, I'm going to take on something. I'm trying to get all the information that I can about it. Amen. Before it even hits my shop or whatever it may be, I want to have knowledge of it. If there's something I'm purchasing, I want to know the goods and the bads about it. I want to know about it thoroughly. And if you do, you're not caught in a bad situation. Amen. But I'm afraid that some's going to be caught in a bad situation when the Lord comes back, and they're going to say, oh, Lord, come another day. Just give me a little bit more time. There's going to be some that is cry out for the rocks to fall on them, to hide them from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. But you know what? He's given us a time, a place to make preparation, that we can be prepared. It kind of tickles me about the women today. If you go and go visit somebody, they always want you to call ahead. Now, used to we'd just go visit kinfolk or whatever, and it didn't matter. Amen. It was a different world then, I reckon. But anyway. you go visit somebody and you don't forewarn them that you're coming, they say, oh, well, if we would have known you were coming, we would have prepared. We would have got the house clean. We would have done this. We would have done that. Well, I'm telling you now, we got to get our house clean. We got to get it prepared. We got to get it ready. Remember the 10 virgins, and 5 of them was foolish. 5 of them was wise. Amen. The 5 wise took oil and they filled up their lanterns. Amen. Are their lamps, and they was ready. Amen. Because when the midnight hour come, and there was a cry for those 5 that their lamps went out, and they was asking for oil from the other ones, and they said, no, you got to go and buy where they sell, because there won't be enough for us. You got to get yourself prepared and fixed. You can't wait on nobody else. You can't count on mom and daddy or grandma and grandpa or all that for you to ride in on their salvation. It won't work. You've got to get prepared yourself. You got to be ready, amen, to meet the Almighty God, amen. And he is coming back, and I'm going to tell you, he's not putting it off. If anything else, he's going to come earlier because the Bible said he would shorten the time for elect's sake. after there'd be no flesh saved. Amen. We're living in a world now, amen, does not want to acknowledge God. Amen. They want to turn to other ways. They want the name, the name of Christ, but they're not departing from iniquity. Amen. They're just there in this coasting place. Amen. And saying that we can do it and that we can have it our way. But let me tell you something. We can't have it our way. Amen. We need to have it His way. He's got a plan and He's got something fixed for us. Amen. That's out of this world and it's called heaven. Amen. But you know what? He's coming back for a prepared people. Amen. He's coming back to them that made themselves, that washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's made themselves white. Amen. That's got on that wedding garment. Amen. As we find and read today, as those that were bidden and didn't have the wedding garment on. Amen. And what happened unto them? They was cast into everlasting darkness. Amen. But I can tell you, amen, that there's a hell and it's enlarged its mouth without measure. And it's for those that are unprepared to meet God. Now, He's given us an examples. Amen. He's given us the word of life. Amen. He's given us the word of God. Amen. He's given us His Son. He's made a way. He's purchased salvation for you and I. Now you need to make your election sure. Amen. You're calling an election sure. You need to make sure your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. It's not a repeat after me prayer. Amen. It's getting down out of business with God, with good godly star, repentant, the work of the salvation. It ain't just I confess Jesus Christ. It ain't I accept Him. It's got to be a place that you've cut off from the things of the world, that He'll accept you. Amen. He's fixed it where we can be clean. Amen. That we can have that wedding garment on. Amen. That we don't have to go out in sin in this life. Amen. That we can live above sin. Amen. Because grace abounded. Amen. That don't mean that He justified us to sin. Amen. But He justified us from sin. He give us the power. He said, this peace I leave with you. Amen. That we could be. You know what? You ain't got peace if you got sin. If you got that in your life, you ain't got peace. Amen. But if you can know the true peace of God. Amen. If you cut off from that, as the Bible tells us, to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfected in the holiness, in the fear of God, we've got to get prepared. Amen. We've got to be ready. Amen. Because the Son of Man, He's coming. Amen. As the Bible said, He's coming like a thief in the night. Amen. He's coming back. But you know, the Bible said, if the man of the house would have known that his house was going to be broke up, he wouldn't have suffered it to be done. Amen. But he would have prepared. I can tell you, we need to be prepared. You know, people is prepared for a lot of things in this life, but they're not prepared for the Son of God. Amen. To come back. I think that people want to be in their safety. You know, they want safety. Amen. They want peace. That's why people go to the extent, amen, of living in these gated communities. Amen. I know people that live, they've got all this surveillance around their house. Amen. They know when somebody knocks on their door, they can talk to them through their phone. They can do all these things. Amen. You know what? I'm looking for a world, amen, that ain't got no locks on no doors, ain't got no security system. You ain't got to have no law enforcement. Amen. I'm looking for that world to come, and it's called heaven, and it's going to be for those that's made preparation and got themselves ready. Amen. I tell you what, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go this morning? Have you got it all fixed? Amen. Have you got your sins forgiven? Amen. Have you got your name written in the Lamb book of life? Amen. Have you got the blood applied to your heart and to your life? Have you got that wedding garment on? Amen. That you won't be ashamed. Amen. That you won't be cast out. Amen. But He'll say, welcome into the joys of the Lord, you good and faithful servant. You know, this life, as James said, it's just like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. You know, we go after all these things in this world, the material things and all this just to feed the flesh and all that. Amen. When the spiritual man, you know, it's being dehydrated. Amen. It's not got what it needs. And what will it be in the end thereof? What will it be? It'll be devastation. It'll be, you know, pain to me. I can tell you that they might say all these things. You know, I hear other religions. Some say you go to purgatory. Some say that, when you die, you just die and that's it. But let me tell you something. That's not it. Amen. This old body might go unto the grave. Amen. And have a corporeal death. Amen. But there's a soul. Amen. That God give and he's going to take it back. And it's going to go where it's appointed unto go. Amen. As a tree fall, there shall it lie, whether it be to the north or whether it be to the south or whatever it might be. There shall it lie if you die in sin. That's the way you're going to be raised in judgment. Amen. But if you die in righteousness, amen, happier you're going to be. All your righteous rejoice against the day of judgment. Amen. Because it's a deliverance. Amen. There therefore remain a rest for the people of God. Amen. And I'm looking forward to that. Amen. If you want to know about some good things, amen, don't pick up Vogue. Don't pick up My Home. Don't pick up Harlequin Romance and all that kind of stuff. Pick up the Word of God and you can read about heaven. Amen. You can find out about it and the good. Amen. There, what's there going to be there? The lamb is going to lay down with the lion. Amen. The child's going to play over the adder's hole. Amen. There's not going to be no more crying there. He said, because he would wipe our tears away. We won't worry. We won't have no sorrow over lost loved ones anymore. Amen. Because we won't even have a remembrance of that. Amen. There's going to be no sorrow in heaven. No pain. No more death. Amen. No more of that anymore. Amen. Those that are blind are going to see. Those that are deaf are going to hear. Those that are lame are going to run. Amen. The dumb's going, it's going to be wonderful. There's nothing over there. Amen. I can just tell you, as the song sings, it's going to be wonderful over there. Amen. Because there's not going to be anything like this in this former world. Amen. And I'm looking to go. Don't you want to go this morning? And you know, not only is there heaven to gain, and you know what? I love it because I want to go to heaven. When God started first dealing with me, amen, as before, I thought I was just a tough man and I can handle whatever, amen. But when reality came in, that I was headed on a devil's hell, amen, and I didn't want to go there because that's where the worm never dies and the fires never quench. It's a bottomless pit of torment, amen, of you falling, amen, of you being in a fire of forever, amen, with no end. I can tell you I wanted something different than that, amen. And when I turn unto the Lord, you know, praise God, looking for heaven is a wonderful thing, but what you can do here in this world is a blessing, amen, because we can sit in heavenly places with the Lord here. You know what? When I need something, I call on the Lord. Amen. And he's able to open up. Amen. He's able to shut down. He's able to fix anything that we need. Amen. I'm serving a God that's unlimited. Amen. You know what? Praise God. Some people's counting on money, counting on bankers, counting on lawyers, counting on doctors. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm counting on Jesus Christ. Amen. Who should deliver me from this death? I can tell you it's Jesus Christ. That's who will deliver you. You know, if you're dead in sins and trespasses this morning, you can be delivered this morning. Amen. If we'll seek him with our whole body, whole mind, and soul, everything that's within us. Amen. If we'll get out that word and start reading it. Amen. It'll give us directions. Amen. You know, it's a roadmap. Amen. It's a blueprint. It's what we need. Amen. To know. And to to have a relationship with God, but make our home heaven. Amen. Because in this world, if you just think things is getting better, amen, you need to really open up your eyes. Amen. You need to seek the Lord. Amen. You need to read that word and find out where we are in this world today. I tell you what, I don't believe it's very long. Amen. Very long at all before the Lord come back. And what will it be? You can't wait till then to get things right. Amen. And the other thing is, we don't have no promise of tomorrow. Amen. I might go in a car accident today. You might go. Your heart might give up. Our days are numbered. Amen. The Lord has got that in the palm of his hand. Turn unto him today. Get ready. Get prepared. Ready to go. Because our Lord is coming soon. He's seeking. Amen. Who might follow him. Amen. And the devil's working double time. Amen. Because he's going out like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He's trying to get your mind off on everything in this world. Amen. All the new gadgets. Amen. The material things. Amen. Of this world. Trying to carry you away. Look. You adults. You got children. Amen. You ought to serve God. Amen. For yourself. But not only for yourself, but for your children. You don't want your children to go to a devil's hell. Be ready. Be prepared. Have a happy family. Tell them and let them know what love truly is. And love is God. And God is love. Amen. And how much did he love us? Did he gave his only begotten son for each and every one of us? Amen. That whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We can have that today. It's not something, amen, that you've got to wait. Send off an application up north somewhere and wait on a word back. We can get on our knees today and we can pray and we can seek God. Amen. And we can have this peace that passes all understanding. Not only a peace, but a joy. He said, I come that your joy may be full. You know, we look. I'm sorry, I got to sniffle this sinus and things, but nevertheless, amen. But we look under these other things for joy or excitement, these amusement parks and all these different things, get excitement, get the adrenaline running and all that and how it's exciting. But let me tell you something, there's nothing no more joy than to have the Lord speak unto you and you having that relationship with him. And it's for somebody that'll be with you all the time. You know, we have friends sometimes that are close that we spend lots of time with, but we have a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Amen. The one that'll be with you through the midnight hour. The one that'll be with you through your troubles. The one that'll be with you on your deathbed. The one that'll deliver you from your deathbed. The one that'll deliver you onto a better place. Amen. Or he can deliver you here, whatever the case may be, but one who cares for us, one who loves us. His thoughts towards us are like the sands of the sea. They're innumerable. Amen. And you know, we need to be prepared for him because he's coming back for that prepared people. Amen. I said, you know, the Bible talked about if, you know, that's a big word in a way. If, amen. So are you going to be ready? Don't let it be a if. You need to know. You need to know that you're ready for the Lord to come back. If he was to come back today, how would it be? How would it be with your soul? How would you answer? Amen. Would you say, Lord, would you just give me just a little while longer? Would you try to beg and plead for that? Or could you say, Lord, receive my spirit. I'm ready to go. Amen. You know what? We've got to be ready. We've got to be prepared and ready to go. It's not long now before the Lord's going to come back. And I'll tell you what, he's given us everything that we need. He's given it to us all. Amen. He's given us that way that we can make it. This is not just breadcrumbs. Amen. This is not a scavenger hunt, but he's given it to us. And I tell you what, our time has run short this morning. We love you. God bless you, and you have a happy Memorial.